Honest conversations? Are just that, honest. They're not deep. They're not revolutionary. They're you. The most honest conversations we will or can have are the conversations we have within ourselves. With ourselves. The inner dialogue.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of The Inner Dialogue. Today I want to talk about a topic that was super helpful for me to even think about in my first year and still helps me today for studying in every lecture. And this topic is about asking questions. So my preferred way to ask questions is to ask them in the lecture at the point when the confusion of a topic is starting. And I can understand that this is not something that everyone would be comfortable with. But here's the thing. I was also not comfortable. I was also not comfortable asking questions in my first year. I remember when, I think it was like the second day of lectures and I was sitting in my lecture and I was getting everything and then suddenly I was getting nothing because I was in a calculus lecture and I was understanding what's happening till a certain point and suddenly my professor started drawing some epsilons and something on the board and I was like, oops, I really don't get this. I cannot follow it. And my issue was that if I stopped following right now, I would not follow anything that came after that because I would just lose the chain of logic. And then the whole lecture would be a waste because all I was doing was copying my notes. And then when I would go home, I wouldn't go home the same day and read my notes. But whenever I would read those notes again, I would still not know what was going on. So I had to go read books and figure out what exactly was going on. So I would spend my time in lectures and then spend double the time after lectures to understand what was going in lectures. And once I did that, then I could move on. So by not asking questions as soon as they came up, I was spending almost triple the time figuring things out later. And it was around the second week or the third week where I realized that this was wasting a lot of my time. And I decided that I needed to do something. Either I needed to figure out how to ask questions later as soon as I can, maybe by going to office hours, or ask questions during the lecture. The reason asking questions during the lecture is and was so hard for me at that time was because I am a shy person in general. So raising my hand was an effort. I couldn't just raise my hand and ask a question because I would think so much. I would be like, what if this is a dumb question? What if people get irritated by me for delaying the lecture or slowing it down? And this kept me from asking questions for so long. But then one day I was like, you know what? I am going to be selfish this time. I'm going to raise my hand and ask this question. Because when I ask a question right now, maybe someone else also has the same question and they are thinking the same things in their head. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask a question. And I did. The first time I raised my hand, it was so scary because I used to sit in the first few rows, but then the day I actually raised my hand for the first time, I was sitting somewhere in the middle. So I raised my hand, the professor stopped the lecture, and everyone in front of me just turned around and looked at me. And then I was also very scared of my accent and if someone would understand it. So I just screamed, like it was not even a normal tone. I screamed to the professor, I was like, okay, but what does this mean? And then like I was screaming, but when I asked the question, there were people like, yeah, I don't get it. And like literally someone two rows below me was like, yeah, exactly. How is this happening? And then the professor explained it and we all felt that was helpful. And the first time I asked a question was definitely hard. But after that, every time I asked questions, it became easier. And for me to go back home and read my notes later was much easier because the fact that I'd asked questions, I had no missing holes in the structure of notes and the flow of logic, and I could understand what was going on. But it wasn't until I remember. So I always had the doubt that, oh, what if people hate me for asking questions? And I remember we were having a circuits lecture, and there was this new concept that we were being taught, but it was so confusing. And I was like, I just need to ask so many questions. So I raised my hand, and I think in that lecture, I must have raised my hand 10 times and asked a question 10 times. And when I left the hall, I was like, I am pretty sure people are angry with me. And I was leaving the hall, lecture hall, and I was trying to run home so no one like says something. But this person came up to me and he's like, I just need to thank you for asking those questions because I was so lost until you started asking questions. And that day I was like, yeah, maybe I'm not the only one who has these questions. And for me, so yes, sometimes there might be questions where you are the only one who has that question because you weren't paying attention at some point or whatever. But here's the thing. You are attending lectures for yourself. You didn't wake up early in the morning to come to the lecture hall so that you could please others and make them have a good time in lectures. You are there for yourself. And if you ask a question that is helping you, you do that because there are people at home who are sleeping who didn't come because they don't like sitting in lectures. They study in other ways. And that is fine too. But the fact that you made the effort to come here, you need to avail it and get 100% of the result back. And that is, and asking questions is the way you can do it. Yes, I understand that for some people it is actually much harder than it is for me to raise my hand and ask questions. And for those people, I recommend you go to office hours or you go to the professor as soon as the lecture is done. So one of my friends, he is very shy and he does not raise his hand. Sometimes he would ask me to ask questions, and I understand that because now I have that role in the class where I'm the person who asks questions. So I get that when people ask me to ask questions, that's fine. But also he notes down his questions as soon as they come up. And as soon as the lecture's over, he will run up to the professor and ask those questions. And asking questions is not something that is wrong. The fact that you're asking questions means you're putting the effort from your side to make sure you understand. And that is what students are supposed to do. If no one in a lecture hall asks questions, the professor will not know if they are teaching in a way that everyone understands. And you can help the others too just by asking questions. So one thing I would say though is before you ask your question, try to go as much into the answer of the question as you can. So for example, for the circuits course, my questions in the beginning were very vague. I was just like, I don't understand this whole thing. Can you repeat it again? But then I started changing my wording in the sense I was like, okay, I understand that the current flows from here to here, but I don't get how the voltage changes on this part or what happens. So make your questions as specific because then the answers would be as specific and it would take lesser time to explain. And that way you would not have to feel like you're taking everyone's time by making the professor go off topic. And yes, there are some questions that you might ask that are not relevant right now, and you make the professor go off topic. But honestly, the more questions you ask, the more you understand what's going to be explained later and what you just missed because you couldn't understand it in the moment, your questions will get better. But asking questions is super important. And if you cannot ask questions in the lecture hall or right after the lecture, going to office hours is another thing that is super important or super useful because office hours is amazing because there's usually no one who shows up for office hours. So it's just your professor and you. So you can ask as many questions as you want without feeling dumb. And do not worry about feeling dumb in front of the professor because there are two things why I'm saying this. One, because if you don't know the answer to a question, it's probably because the professor did not make it clear enough. And two, you're supposed to learn from your professor. So if you ask a question to your classmate or your friend, you might not get the right answer. So asking questions from professors should never be something that you give up on or trade with, you know, your comfort. You need to get out of your comfort zone to ask questions, but asking questions is what helps you through. If I ask a question about a certain topic, I would remember that topic even more because then I know that I said something and then I remember what the answer was. So there's like a bookmark in time which reminds me of that topic. So questions are also important then. But yeah, you have to be careful that you're not asking questions that are not relevant. Sometimes I've seen people ask questions just for the sake of asking questions. So for example, we were recently doing a course about engineering design, and someone started bringing in environment factors and everything else by asking their question. But The thing was that at that time, we were in the middle of a math perspective of the design part, but getting in these other topics confused all of us even more. So you can clearly see when the topic is relevant or not. Just ask yourself that if you do not ask this question right now, would you still be able to follow the flow of the lecture? And if you will, you can park those questions aside. But most of the time, that is not the case. Because if you're not getting what's happening right now, you will not get what happens in the time that follows this. So don't hesitate about asking questions. Raise your hand, wait for the professor to look at you, ask your question, and don't worry about people looking back at you. And if you think that you get too scared of people turning their heads and looking at you, try sitting in the first few rows. It is awkward to sit in the first row sometimes because there's a lot of eye contact with the professor, but it is very easy to ask questions from that row. So play around where you sit, play around the way you ask questions, play around with when you ask questions. Just see what's comfortable for you, but find a way where you can get your doubts resolved because it is super important. So I hope this episode has helped you or encouraged you to ask more questions when and how you can. And if you have any tips of asking questions and feeling comfortable asking questions, do share them below. I will also, so there's this YouTuber that I watched a lot before I started university. He is called Thomas Frank. I will also put a link to his YouTube channel and try to watch some of his really old videos, like videos from 2015, 2016, because he did cover most of these topics very well in that. There are also some books that you can read. I don't remember their names from the top of my head, but I can put them in the description. So feel free to share your stories, share your tips. And if you have any questions or if you want me to make episodes for certain topics, let me know.
You just finished another episode of The Inner Dialogue. If you would like to reach out to the creators, you can find them on Reddit and Twitter as The Inner Dialogue. Stay tuned for the next episode.